Now we are starting the third step, encouragement, fourth day. And what we are trying to do is develop an internal language where you are talking to yourself. And the goal of the internal language, we're calling encouragement, has the goal of helping you sustain a concrete process to keep your integrity up toward the process. In San Francisco, a little boy was born without a left arm. And he grew to be 14 years old, and he came to his mother and said he wanted to play sport. His mother explored the question and went and enrolled him in a judo class. The instructor taught the boy without a left arm one move, but said to the boy, master the move. So he did. No left arm. Master the move. He put him in tournaments. As he put him in the tournaments, he won all the tournaments. But now he finally got to the championship. When he got to the championship, the referee walked over to the instructor and said, they called the instructor sensei, said, you're going to get this kid killed. This kid's unbelievable that he's got to go against. He doesn't have a left arm. Do you know what you're doing here? The sensei, the instructor, says that kid will be fine. No left arm. Only taught him one move. The kid walks over and says, you're going to get me killed. He said, you'll be fine. The kid goes out and wins the match. After the match, they're driving home, and the kid without the left arm, 14 years old, looks the instructor and says, why'd you do that to me? I don't have a left arm. That guy was a killer today, and you only taught me one move. He said back, but I told you to master that move, did you? Yeah. The kid said, yeah, of course. He said, well, there's only one defense for that move, to grab your left arm. Now, here comes the point. Develop clearly what your move is. But then, after it's developed, you just keep making it. And what I want to propose next is use this internal language first to yourself. And use the language so that you stay right on the process. Not you stay toward the results. There's no way you can stay toward the results. There's no such thing. The results are an outcome. The process is active. The language is almost a verb. Give effort. So I'm asking you to say things to yourself and almost hear you saying them. I can see that you're working it out is a fabulous encouragement line. I am getting better at. You are getting better at. I really enjoy the steps. I am making great progress. What you're doing here is you are literally talking to yourself, almost in the second person. Here's exactly where I was helpful. Here's where I need to keep pushing through. Keep pushing through. I'm doing much better. Keep my focus. Keep my intensity. You will have another dialogue that will come back. And the dialogue will be often discouraging dialogue. You're not going to do it. I can't hold on much longer. Every time you make a misstatement, like make your move, you're almost laying a wire in your mind that carries the communication. Each time you make that statement, a positive one, an encouraging one, the line gets much stronger. For example, when you come up against something that's a challenge and you say, keep pushing, keep punching, keep chopping, look the X into the hand, keep planting grass, some of the grass will catch. This will happen, here's a fabulous line, this will happen over a long period of time all of a sudden. A thought will creep in. It's okay that the thought creeps in. This isn't going to happen. We're not going to be a success. Counter it, I said to myself, and come right back and say to you, keep chopping. No judgment. Keep pushing. Make my move. Anything other than your grand picture and your process to get there is mental clutter, and keep on talking to you until it becomes second nature. There's a lot of research out there that says as we keep speaking to ourselves, it becomes easier and easier to do. Start this internal dialogue that has the goal to keep you right on track with your process.